The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Recording in progress, and welcome to Geek Life HQ, episode 83.
What's going on, guys?
I don't know. What was that? We inviting like small children now to record with us?
Wait, what did matches? What did matches open there?
Oh, some liquid death. Did you sell your soul for that? You could apparently get it for free by sending your soul to Joe Maginero.
I didn't because I think that shit's real, dude. So I'm not gonna do that. I did buy it though.
There's a 41 grams, man. They say after you die you lose 41 grams, and that's you know, the human soul.
This is 500 milliliters of water.
Wow. Is it good water? Is it like a Fiji water?
It tastes like water.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
It just
tastes like water, but it's 10 times the price.
It just looks cool.
This is a forward osmosis.
Actually, it's not. It's for like, I think a 12 pack. It's like $15, so it's like $1 something a can. So it's not bad. It's cheaper than bottled water. I mean, like at the gas station.
You know how they get that fermented taste is they filter it through Joe's jockstrap.
Well, then it would sell millions.
I'm in, dude.
Ladies, the original Flash Thompson from the Spider-Man movies.
Like, I'm in, dude. When he did Magic Mike, I'm in.
So what you're saying is unequivocally, if you were gay, that's your guy. I'm reading into. Like, we're talking about water, and that's what I'm reading into.
He's a huge Dungeons and Dragons person. Did you know that?
Like him. I like him because he was in True Blood. He played like the werewolf guy.
El Cid.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah,
I didn't know he had like an underground like Hollywood Dungeons and Dragons crew.
I like him because like Donnie, he likes to bang hot chicks.
Nice, I like him because he's the fucking mayor of Duncan, that guy.
He's the mayor of Texas Duncan.
He's the mayor of fucking wherever the fuck this is made, dude.
It's made in the good old US of A.
It's not, it's something.
Probably made in Mexico.
It's not.
Alps or something. Or...
It's Mexican water.
It doesn't
sound like it. Yeah,
it's fucking tap water. bottle in Austria. There you go.
He's like, tap that ass. Oh, okay. Good one, Joe.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. So, like, I got to bring up one thing. So, you only bring out the fucking picture, the nice picture behind your head for the fucking true guests, dude, the real guests, Justin. You know, now you're back
in the room. I guess my answer is I set up in the living room when I have stuff going on like that. I set up in the bedroom like this so I can act like a jackass and say stupid stuff about Smurf porn. So I guess it's just a different.
He sets venue up wherever Sarah is not located.
But are we going to get the cutoff sign in like about an hour from her popping her head through that door?
You know what? That's the fun thing about live radio. You just never know.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Nice. If only the people at home could see what we see.
Yeah.
I don't think they want to see my hairy ass, dude.
She was pissed.
She was mad. Oh, God.
Well, I got to say, I was pretty impressed.
Stuck in the copier.
The last episode we did a great job. Everybody got some time in there talking. And, you know, I think that's one of the things I like the best about us is that, you know, we kind of set each other up for, you know, whether it's a question or something else like that.
I wish I could have been a little more prepared for it, but I literally did nothing and read nothing for that. I knew the gist of it. And I'm like, oh, this guy seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
Fuck it. You know, let's do it. You know,
I mean, that's the thing. And it's like at the end of the day, you still had questions for him and all that. And
yeah,
I read his book. I wasn't expecting everybody to read his book. I tore through that thing. I thought it was good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I want to read. I really want to. I'm more of a movie guy. So I really want to see this movie when it comes out.
Oh, right? It's going to be so good.
I'll definitely watch the documentary.
I never learned how to read too good. So you know,
I never learned how to read. What are you doing here? You know?
come along here.
I don't know how to read. You know what I mean, Vern?
All right. Jesus.
Books.
So, like, do you think he really? Do you think he had fun? I'm sure he's done a few interviews on podcasts, but do you really think he like had a blast?
I think he really liked our dynamic, and I think that he really liked that we included him and asked questions about him as a person.
Sure.
So I think that's like the difference where it's like we're real people. You know,
I think so.
I'm like, tell me about your knives.
You know, because like
I'm pretty sure he hung up and he was like, fuck these assholes.
Fuck these assholes. Delete.
He actually emailed me afterwards and told me that he had a
delete. Oh, yeah, that's cool, man. Post that shit online, dude. Fuck it.
I'm super excited for him. I honestly hope that he gets Billy Bob Thornton and I hope that all comes together because that's going to be amazing.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool, dude. I mean, I look forward to watching it. I'm sure it's going to happen. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It doesn't. I mean, what's his end game in the Kickstarter? What's the total?
That was like $5,000. It's like it's not fucking nothing or something. Like they're already a third of the way there, I think, or something.
They'll hit it. So it's not gonna take it doesn't take that much to make a documentary. You know, he just needs to find an editor, and I don't know, he probably has one, but you know, I'm sure, you know, something like that. I mean, you just have to find someone that wants to put it together, and it's written, dude. You know, he has the outline. It's just
maybe a good narrator. Maybe he'll do the narration, you know, all that stuff.
I mean, and then paying like the usage fees for some of the earnest stuff, I bet it's gonna get out of hand. So yeah. hopefully that, you know, they donate that or something. Or,
well, that's the thing, I think a lot of the rights are probably with the estate, so sure. Whoever has that, I'm sure that they're gonna want this because it's only gonna be more money for the estate. Right.
I know the first like what four Ernest movies are owned by Disney, dude. They're not gonna
just give them. No. I mean, so
yeah, the later ones weren't.
Yeah.
So. We'll see.
Yeah, I didn't get to finish a couple of the movies, but I'm gonna put them on the list and I'm gonna get back to them.
A question I wanted to ask him was like, if he hadn't died when he did, do you think there would have been this big earnest resurgence? Like, do you think it would have come back around and like gotten popular again? Like super Wreck-It Ralph. You think?
I think Wreck-It Ralph we would have seen him in.
Okay.
I could honestly see him playing that Jack McBrayer character instead of Fix-It Felix. I could have said that. That would have been Jim Varney to me. So yeah. I would have seen that.
There would have been a resurgence. I think there would have, because now, as like our generation's becoming parents, we're starting to introduce our children to the things that we like. That's why there's a resurgence in Ninja Turtles.
Sure.
Like
yep. Yeah. Everything comes around.
Heroin, angel dust.
Yeah.
Things we just like.
Just like, you know, our parents introduced us to stuff that they liked as a kid. You know, so.
Yeah, but their stuff sucked. Let's be honest.
Dude, I loved Gilligan's Island. And Bewitched.
Things I liked. I Love Lucy and all the Nick at Night stuff, all the black and white stuff that like you weren't supposed to like as a kid, you know.
Yeah. We had that was on at like 8 o'clock at night, so it's like the last thing of the night was Looney Tunes, and then it was Mr. Ed and like all that other stuff. So it was like you're going right into that. So like, if you were awake, you were watching the Monkees,
like Dobie Gillis. Remember that?
I remember
like,
that.
You know,
yeah.
Like the, you know, like why the fuck would I like that, dude? Why would a kid like that?
Because it was on.
I grew up loving the movie Ghost and Mr. Chicken because my parents loved it.
What?
Yeah, with Don Knotts.
Nice.
He's the shakiest gun in the West, everybody.
He just needs a drink of whiskey.
What was that movie? Blackbeard's Ghost.
Look at that. Steady as a rock. This is the hand I shoot with. Yeah, no, that's a good one too. Blackbeard's Ghost with Peter Ustinov. Oh, yeah.
And like Twilight Zone, you know, like the old Twilight Zone. Yeah. Dude. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I never get tired of talking about Twilight
Zone. No, old Twilight Zone they're like little mini movies, and the storytelling is dead the fuck on with those, man. Like they're dated in a sense the way they look, but the storytelling isn't dated.
Yeah, it's so good.
If that makes sense, that's why you can still watch those today. And those stories—they're
kind of filmed like a play, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Most of them are. They're done like the one room setting. Yep. You know, and only a couple scene changes, couple camera cuts. It's not done like a TV show now, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. Yeah. You know, the new ones now are so elaborate. They've got like set changes and stuff like that. And it's like, you still have the basic idea behind it. And it's like, there's a definite feel between Twilight Zone versus like Tales from the Crypt, where it's like, sometimes Twilight Zone will get there, but not go as far as Tales from the Crypt does, you know, but it's like still like, and then there's The Outer Limits. If you guys ever watch that, would just make you question your damn existence. And you're like,
yeah,
why do I exist?
Then what was that other one with the creepy tree? Like
that was Outer Limits.
That was Outer Limits. Okay. Yeah. I thought there was one more, but yeah, you're right.
I'm such a nerd. I used to know like the name of the photographer that did that. I'm like, yes, Jerry Uhlsman. I love his work.
What was it? Tales from the Dark Side.
There's that too.
There was Tales from the Dark Side.
Was that the one with like the tree? I'm thinking of where it like
turns. No, that was negative, Outer Limits.
That turns negative at the end. Like
no, that's Outer Limits.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I know exactly the one you're talking about. Yeah. So, yeah.
That one used to creep me out. I couldn't watch the beginning of that. I was like, fucking turn it off.
You're like, there's a house with a tree root coming out of it.
Yep. I'm like, trees.
Yeah.
Fuck trees.
Welcome to our episode, everybody, called Fuck Trees. What do they have to do for me? Nothing. Why are they so tall? When I see a tree, I fucking stab it.
Do you hear it when it falls down by itself? Fuck them.
Fucking trees all the time. Fucking trees.
Yeah, you never know what they're doing back there. Fucking trees.
I tell you, so sometimes
you're a fucking tree. You're here to give me shade. Is that what?
I'm playing Santa Claus on the set, and a fucking tree falls, man. That's so fucking unprofessional.
Fucking kids.
Fucking kids. trying to make Swing Blade 2.
My sister's kids.
Swing Blade 2. It's called the Death Tree. I wanted to break that out so bad, but like,
oh my god, fucking kid, god, fucking retard.
Yeah, we should do more impressions when we have legitimate guests.
I wish you would have. Hey, go ahead.
We just need to get Billy Bob Thornton on the show.
Yeah, right, dude. He would be like, "What do you guys do? Fuck y'all. Fuck you guys."
I'd be like, "Come on, I need you to be like, I feel like I'm interviewing with my sister's kids."
He's like, "That's not even the fucking line, man. What was that from U-Turn?" What do you think you are, Gary fucking Busey? It's like, what,
dude? He is in U-Turn for like half a second. He plays creepy mechanic, dude.
He is the filthiest person alive.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's an underrated movie too, I think, in turn.
That's a weird movie, man.
It's a weird movie for sure. Yeah.
Who's it directed by? Like
Fincher. I don't know. It's Fincher. Not like a David Lynch or anything like that. Oh, like Fincher?
I thought it was Fincher, like David Lynch or something.
Let me look at that.
In that fucking realm of like weird directors.
Let's see. Let's look this up. Here, I'll give you a topic. You guys talk amongst yourselves. The cashew is neither a pea nor a nut.
The cashew.
But you didn't say you're feeling verklempt.
So, like, where does a cashew come from, man? Is it growing a tree? Do you have to pick it? Or is it like a flowering thing?
I just want to know where's its nipples so I can milk it.
Yeah. I can milk.
Well, milk me, I think they have some sort of apparatus that they've made.
Like basically, how do you milk an almond?
You basically soak it in water and then you drain it through a cheesecloth. That's how you get like nut milk. You know.
Yeah, there you go.
So that works. You're just drinking milky. You're just drinking water with a little hint of almond.
Yeah,
that's right. Sean Penn was in this, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's see top credits. Oh, Oliver Stone. No shit.
Oh, he directed it.
Yeah.
Shit.
See, Sean Penn, Jennifer, Jennifer Lopez, John Voight as the blind man, Powers Booth,
Jesus, see,
Nick Nolte,
Oliver Stone, man, he's a weird one too, man. He's up there with the weird directors.
Yeah, I agree. Wow, Julie Haggerty from Airplane was in it. Joaquin Phoenix was in it. Claire Danes.
Wow,
Liv Tyler.
That's a star-studded cast, dude.
Laurie Metcalf. Yeah. Yeah, that's a packed cast there, man. Sean Penn.
Isn't there like a big old sex scene in that movie and it's like super graphic? That's what I remember. So. That's what I remember.
And then
about
she's
that
like,
movie.
She's like, "What do you want to ask me? I fuck my daddy." And I'm like, "Oh." Like, "Your dad's Nick Nolte?" Ah.
Oh, Christ, dude.
And he's
if
like,
"You want
like,
we can pretend to go back to thinking I'm your sister."
You're my sister. You're my sister.
It's like I'm fucking my sister's kids.
Wow, way to go with the Joe Dirt reference. sorry, Dirtay. Is that a peanut?
Is that nut milk? What's up with that?
Is that a peanut milk?
What's up with that shit?
You mean space nut.
You like to see homos naked?
What?
Homie, where you make it? Yeah, you like to see homos naked.
That's the best fucking line in that movie, dude. That's a fucking underrated movie right there, Joe Dirt. Holy shit.
I feel like he's never hit that again. Maybe with Grown Ups was the only time he came close, but like Dickie Roberts, childhood star, and I mean, he's the best in a movie when he's someone's sidekick or something.
Yeah, he doesn't do good as a star, but Joe Dirt though was the exception, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
That wouldn't have worked. That wouldn't have worked with anybody else.
That movie was like straight to Betamax.
Yeah, that second one was pure garbage.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably in the category of Undercover Brother 2.
Yeah, I mean, come on. The first one was great. I mean, come on, you had Christopher Walken. How about you stab me in the poop with the soldering iron?
you gotta love a good Walken movie. Shit, dude.
Yeah, especially when he's like dead and he's like winking at him.
Yeah, I'm dead. Yeah, that's wow. So we just went from U-turn to Joe Dirt, and I don't know. I imagine we'll go to Envy in a second. Where does the poo go? Yes. Where'd it go? That's fun. So I was going to ask what we were talking about, but I know we're talking about some movies that we actually got to see finally.
Yeah, I think we should jump into semi-week in geek here so we can talk about new movies finally.
Nude movies?
Nude movie.
Watch a nude movie there?
Me and you went together to the nude movie.
We did. Yeah, there was no nude, just movie.
Well, I took my pants off.
Oh, well, you rarely wear pants, so I didn't notice. Yeah, we went to this place called Hollywood Palms, and it's pretty much right across the street from where I live. And I had never been in it, and you go in, and it looks like a theme park.
Yeah, like, it looks like a movie theater that belongs to Disney.
Yeah, something like that. It's really extravagant. There's a waterfall. There's like a forest, like a rainforest and all that. And you're like, all right, okay. Looks like the Jungle Cruise right now. What the hell's going in? So we went to go see The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. And we go into this room and like we're like, all right, what's with all this Wizard of Oz stuff? So check it out. And as we're walking in, there's these huge posters. Then it's a castle. And the four sides of the room are all full of giant life-size mannequins of Wizard of Oz characters. So in front of us on the side of the screen is the Wicked Witch of the West with a flying monkey. And then there's a Winky guard and a flying monkey on the other side. And behind us, the entire cast, Dorothy, Toto, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Cowardly Lion and all that. And they're life-size, realistic-looking costume mannequins.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. And then, I'm walking in, like, where's the concession stand?
Yeah, it's just, no. It's
yeah, not there's like no that. Concession stand. They deliver everything to your
seat. Oh, yeah. It's like one of those brew and views, dude. Yeah. Did they still have the old school, like, office chairs in there? Or were they, did they upgrade their recliners? Was it a recliner?
Yeah, they're recliners where you press the button and they go up and down and all that.
Because back in the day, it was just, like, really nice, like office chairs, like spinny and like kind of like, why is there fucking 30 office chairs in here? It's kind of weird, but it was this very like,
what stadium seating now? So it's not exactly flat. Like it's definitely got a slope to it. Mm-hmm. So you know it's a little different, but you know, it was cool because we were in there and the place was relatively packed.
Oh yeah,
so I think we went the first week or something. So
yeah, I'd have to say there pretty much wasn't an empty seat in there.
Did you guys both get COVID or? You know?
No, I got the chicken.
But let's jump into this movie here. Talk about how great it was.
Yes.
This for a sequel, it's fantastic. It's definitely a must watch.
It had some surprises.
The first one.
Yeah. See, I didn't see the first one, so give us
really?
Give us a little
You've never seen the first one?
Oh man, it's a must. I don't think
so. Okay, a synopsis is Sam Jackson is this world renowned hitman, and Ryan Reynolds is a AAA rated bodyguard.
Okay, I know what one you're talking about now. Yeah, I didn't see that one. It was on the list, but it just kept falling through the cracks. So maybe I'll watch it.
I would check it out. It's funny. Reynolds is more of the straight man in this one rather than like he's delivering one-liners and shit like that, but he's definitely playing off of Samuel L. Jackson. It's hilarious.
Hmm. Let's just say, Matt, there was a line that made me think of you. He turns to Sam Jackson and goes, "You want to do cocaine?"
Nice.
And then he goes, "What?"
What, motherfucker? And then you see him in the background doing this.
Yeah, he's like,
Jesus.
Yeah, and there's some surprise people in it. Antonio Banderas is in it. So, and another person we won't mention because that would be
too much.
We won't
mention him, but we'll just say his cameo is fantastic.
It's so good. So fucking good.
It comes out of left field and you're not expecting it.
Because you guys are going back and forth in this text thread, in the text thread, and I'm like, what the fuck movie is that, dude? It's some Whitney Houston shit, dude. I want to see no fucking Hitman's Bodyguard shit.
Hey, The Bodyguard is a classic film. I'll have nothing about that. That's a good fucking movie, man.
I'm just saying, dude, but it's like, I'm not going to fucking go pay to see that shit. Like, I'll watch it shit on fucking, like...
No, this is a action comedy, so...
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's like Lethal Weapon, sort of. Yeah. Like, it has, like, that vibe to it.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
I'll watch it when it's free.
Well, I think The Hitman Bodyguard is on HBO Max. You can watch that, like the first one.
Okay, I'll check it out then.
Yeah, and this one, it's like, it's very rare that you see something that works twice, but like it was literally on par with the first one, and I think it was just as good.
That's Hollywood for you.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
That's Hollywood though. Like, hey, we did it. We bottle it. We got two in a row. Let's do one more, and the third one's just gonna be like shit.
Now they're like, all right, here's the third one. Hear me out, guys. Vin Diesel, a black roadrunner. They're running from the law, and they're like, all right, stop. Just make it.
The only bad part of the whole movie was the Punisher's horrible Boston accent.
No, that was Frank Grillo. So that was the guy that played
I'm Crossbones. Sorry, it wasn't the Punisher. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Frank Grillo, I think, what was he in? No, that was Barenthal again. I was thinking, was he in The Accountant? But no, that wasn't him.
Oh, that was Barenthal, yeah.
Yeah, Grillo, man, that was the worst fucking accent ever.
Yeah, he didn't even attempt a Boston accent.
I want to go back to Boston. I'm like, your accent is all over the place, buddy.
It was horrible.
Like, hey, I'm over here in Boston. Like, no, that's Brooklyn, dude. He's like, yeah, that's what I said. I'm from Boston. No.
It would have been better if they just got like that role should have gone to Casey Affleck.
It should have been Casey Affleck. 100%. Yeah. 100% should have been Casey Affleck.
He could do the accent, dude.
Yeah. I think actually if Casey Affleck was cast in that part, it probably would have brought more humor to it.
I think somebody better than Grillo. But the only thing that wouldn't work is that one scene where he's like, he punches really hard.
Yeah, you know? It's true.
But that's it. I mean, but like other than that, yeah, you could have figured something out.
You know? Yeah,
that was fun. And then
I watched the second new movie that I would say don't watch. I watched Spiral, the next of the Saw movies that was done by Chris Rock. Yeah.
That's about spiral cut hams, right? And what it takes to get spiral cut hams.
That probably would have been more interesting.
Oh, okay.
In a world full honey baked ham,
one glaze has what it takes to rise to the top.
The spiral.
Wait, The Rock Johnson is in for the glazing of his life.
Hello, Geek Life HQ. Do you want to glaze a ham?
I don't know what kind of glaze is it. We're talking mustard, honey, brown sugar.
I always used to get the turkey.
Once upon a time you used to eat turkey, but now you're a piece of ham.
In a world with no more turkeys, there's only
turkeys. Thanksgiving's coming home this year.
I'm trying to think what the little video would play when you're in the trap.
It's instead of something that And instead of something to like entice you to cut your foot off, they're really going to put up like a video of Geostorm to try to get you to cut your foot off and get out of the room.
You can either cut your foot off or completely.
They're controlling the weather. That's what they're doing. I'm an American now.
That would probably get me to do it. They'd be like, "Here's a dull nut. Here's a dull butter knife. You can either cut off."
I'm done.
Out of here or watch
done. I'm
done. I'm like,
it's opening credits, and I'm done.
I cut both my feet off.
What am I supposed to do now?
Yeah, what's up?
Jeez, you fucking overachiever.
What's fucking next?
Teacher, I cut my feet off.
Hey, can I go home? Can I go home early?
Yeah, can I go home early?
I'm sick.
I lost a foot. It just fell off.
Spiral is garbage. It was pure garbage.
So Chris Rock doing horror didn't work. Yeah. I'm shocked.
Honestly, Chris Rock wasn't horrible in it. It was the story itself. Because like literally like 10 minutes like probably into the movie, I was like, I know who did it. I'm like, I know who the killer is. Pretty much. I was like, Simpsons did it.
You're like, Kevin Spacey's in the movie. He's the bad guy.
No, nice. Trust me.
Ed Harris, yep, he did it.
As soon as they introduce this character, you're like, yep, he's the killer.
Oh, that's a killer. Nice.
They didn't do the classy thing and show him like as the second character that's introduced in the movie?
He's not the second character.
Okay, all right.
He's down the line a little bit.
I got to start writing movies, guys. I really do. I got this figured out.
No, but it's just bad. And even the parts of Sam Jackson, like usually Sam Jackson parts, you're like, oh, that's good. But even that was like, I think he was just doing it as a favor to Chris Rock.
Oh, okay.
And he just didn't really play.
Wow, so he wasn't dialed up at all?
A little bit, but it was kind of like, meh.
So it was like Sam Jackson in Phantom Menace. You speak, of course, of the child who bring order to the force. Like, oh, okay.
Pretty much.
That's all we get, I guess.
Like he was there. But yeah, it was just not a good movie.
No, so you wouldn't recommend it.
Like I said, watch it. If you like Saw movies, watch it. It's on point for Saw movies. But as far
any cool
as,
traps in it or
yeah, there's some cool. I mean, the kill stuff's pretty good still. Yeah. I mean, I think other movies had more elaborate ones that were a little better. These ones weren't horrible, but they weren't great either.
They get the Z-list writing. Like, oh, I gotta think of more traps. These are the ones left over from the other movies. They aren't that good.
He's like, I have a popsicle stick, and if you move the wrong way, it'll get stuck in your throat, and you'll have a terrible day. It's like, what? I think these are getting old.
Here's the difference, though, I will say, kind of a spoiler, is the original Saw movies, they gave the characters, like, if they did something, they could get out of the trap and live. These ones were pretty much like, you're going to die either way. So, yeah. Because there was, like,
I'd be like, all right, but where do I make the biggest mess?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, there was, like, no way, like, that you could walk away from it.
Well, that's the thing with like when it was John in Saw and like Saw 3 all the way through like Jigsaw and all that. Then they switched over to Costas Mandalore, who was really like fucking people over with the traps.
Yeah,
and it's like that wasn't in the spirit of what he was supposed to be doing and all that. So you know, like the cop that took over. So it's like, yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah,
I don't know. Those movies got to a point where. But they started out really interesting, and then it just got to a point where it's like, you know what? I'm not interested anymore.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's... Yeah. Then I started watching Infinite with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, nice guy. Is it about a burger you bite and it just keeps coming back?
Yeah, I'm only halfway through it because I had to pause it for this podcast, but it's about a guy who's, like, reincarnated and stuff and fucking wicked awesome. It's, like, wanted... But with reincarnation.
I have a question about Mark Wahlberg here.
What's that, buddy?
Who do you think Mark Wahlberg's favorite Ninja Turtle is?
I'm not going to say it's not Johnny.
It's got to be Donnie. Come on.
Not Johnny.
It's got to be Donnie. I got no idea. That's another thing, probably, too. They say idea.
and they got a war shit.
Yeah, they gotta wash it.
Hey, I gotta fucking wash it, guy.
I gotta wash it, Barrett.
Oh, that's also a Midwestern thing too. So
yeah, it is. That's more Midwestern than yeah. Boston.
So I'm gonna say living in Illinois.
Well, I was gonna say living in Illinois. Do you ever get annoyed when people add S to Jules and Illinois?
You can say Jules, but you can't say Illinois.
I just get angry when someone says pop.
It's Jules.
You don't drink pop. You drink soda. You don't accentuate the last part of the second word.
Soda
pop. It's pop. No, it's soda.
I say what it is. It's Dr. Pepper. It's Mountain Dew. Usually. It's Coke. It's Pepsi. You know, except for where was that? And I called it pop. What'd I call it? Oh, yeah. I was in Rhode Island. I'm like, yeah, what pop do you have? And she was like, what?
They go pop. Tonic. Pop. They say tonic.
She was like, just call it. I call it Colombian Bam Bam.
They're sugar like, water. Meet me outside.
Sugar water.
They're like, are you looking for a live cougar to put in your race car? Because this is road fucking island, man.
You can do whatever you want with a tiger in this state.
We got no fucking mountains. It's all straight away. Right into the ocean. It's in the name. Road fucking island.
It's an island, but it's a big road. What the fuck? What the fuck, kid?
What the island?
Who named this fucking state, kid? What the fuck?
What the fuck were you thinking?
It's better than Delaware. I mean, Delaware.
Yeah, you could be anywhere, but you're in Delaware.
I'm in Delaware.
Yeah. I like you're doing the running.
He's like, what do I do? And he like looks at him. He's like, what the fuck do I do?
Delaware. I mean, yeah, I love Delaware.
I love that we've already hit like 6 Wayne's World references in this. We're back, baby. So Infinite is worth a watch. You're about halfway through, sounds like.
I'm about halfway through. It's like if you took Tenet and Wanted and made a movie out of them.
I mean, that seems on paper to make sense.
And then you were just like, I'm going to put Mark Wahlberg in there with a bunch of like semi-unknown people.
Okay. I mean, well, that's the thing. He was in that shit movie with John Malkovich, and I could not stand that fucking film.
Mile 22.
Yeah, Mile 22. A piece of steaming crap that was.
That was you know it was garbage because I said it was garbage as soon as I left the theater.
He's done a few shitters, dude, like that one. And like
I saw that in the drive-in, and it was like Jurassic Park, the Happy Town Murders, and Mile 22. No. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you watch like 2 like shitty movies, because even Happy Town Murders sucked.
I will give you 2.5 because the last half of Jurassic World was god awful.
That's true, that too.
I'm always gonna watch a Jurassic World movie because of dinosaurs. And I mean, I'm just going to. They have the formula to make me pay, but I'm not gonna like it. You know? I buy the Blu-ray, I'm gonna be upset.
But I'm gonna be giving it out free to everybody. Free downloads, bitch. I'll burn it for you.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. No, I agree with that because in that movie, as soon as they get off the island, the movie just tanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, didn't they do this? Didn't this fucking Jurassic Park 2? Like, they did this already, right?
They're like hear us out, guy. Goldblum, Jurassic World, Goldblum, but it's really Jurassic Park. Oh,
you know.
Goldblum did it.
Yeah, Goldblum did it. Sexy Goldblum did it.
You guys are making this movie. You never thought so much about if you could.
If you
never
could,
thought about if you like
if you should.
Dinosaurs.
It never comes down to hand the same way. It's the same movie this way and this way. It's the same movie.
Yes. Cassary, it's the movie.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
And then the sequel, you've got Vince Vaughn. I'm over here with a dinosaur, holding a dinosaur. What am I supposed to do with the dinosaur? And that was like he was supposed to be an action hero.
Why'd you join Greenpeace? The women.
That was a very Bill Murray in Stripes answer.
Yeah.
Women like me because I rarely wear underwear. And when I do, it's usually something pretty unusual. But let me tell you something. Lee Harvey, I want to party with this guy. You and your friend made it with that cow. I love some Stripes. I haven't seen that one in a while.
I haven't watched Stripes in so long.
It's a hard watch, dude. I recently tried to rewatch it, and it's like, wow, dude, it's pretty dated, dude. Some of that shit.
It's very dated, I'm
sure.
But
doesn't hold up well, like a Ghostbusters, you know?
John Larroquette. Like, oh, I didn't know they could bend
Spies
that
Like
way.
Us the same way, too.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Which one?
Spies Like Us.
Like Us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's a... God. You know, and you just watch it, and Chevy Chase is being such a dick, like trying to cheat. Like, give me the answer! Give me the answer! I don't know. There's some really funny parts of that film, though.
The Three Amigos, dude, that holds up awesome. because it's a Western. Oh, yeah. You know, because it's classic. Yeah. It's fucking dated. You know, because, like, it doesn't look dated because it's a period piece, you know? So it's already...
Not only that, it was an old story when it came out already.
Yeah, exactly. But like it's like 80s movies. It's like, whoa, dude, all that 80s shit does not hold up, you know?
I forget if I've made this bold claim before, but I would put the Three Amigos in the top 10 comedies of all time.
I don't know about
I would
that.
Absolutely do that for myself, at least.
Top 10, dude. Fuck.
Yeah, like I'm breaching that top 10 with Three Amigos.
I think maybe like top 15.
I mean, that's still pretty close. I'm giving it top 10 because of rewatchability, man. Like,
Airplane,
Blazing Saddles, Spaceballs.
Yeah. Wayne's World.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's a tough list, but I mean, it's like, I feel like if you were to, like those brackets that you do and all that, if you put Three Amigos up against some of these other movies, I'm going to pick Three Amigos anytime.
I don't know, though. Like, Three Amigos, I don't know if it's my top five, but I might put it in my top 10.
I'm a big fan of some other movies like Kingpin, so I that's a personal preference, though. So
yeah. I love Kingpin's a great fucking movie.
I love Kingpin. I mean, that
I thought
that's
I'd help
just...
out, so I milked the cow.
You don't have a cow.
We have a bull.
His milk tastes like shit.
Took me a minute to get her started.
Well, oh, it's good.
Yeah, he's drinking it. So. I love
He's
it.
Like,
yeah.
He wiped his face and shit.
He told us about the drinking and the smoking and the swearing and how you got him to stop doing all that and how you got to stop Claudia from being such a whore.
You know, the fucking tongue lady, she's in
Insidious. The woman, right?
Insidious.
Yeah, she's yes.
And she turned it around, but all I can see in that movie is when's she gonna do the tongue thing? Like she needs to get possessed and go blah, 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 and like with
so
a white
apparently
eye.
She'll never play she's, Batman.
No.
The sad part is I only see her from Something About Mary when her
yes.
shows her tits.
Magda. You gotta get me out of here.
Oh yeah, Zach Grandma from fucking. Yeah. Oh my god, she's dressed up like Gene Simmons of Kiss to make me comfortable.
Oh yeah.
Wow, we have just derailed and segued into Billy Madison now. Or,
it's all right, man.
Or no, Happy Gilmore. So
same fucking.
Yeah,
difference.
That was Happy Gilmore. Yeah. Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
That's right. You like that, huh?
Jesus.
That's probably the top. I don't know. Maybe I like Billy Madison better, but those two are still the top that he's done.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. It doesn't get better than that. I like Mr. Deeds, but it still doesn't.
I do like Mr. Deeds, yeah. But
it's
Big Daddy, I think, is probably a bit funnier than Mr. Deeds.
I mean, it's not.
Honestly,
not
as... I think Big Daddy, the scenes, most of the funny stuff, I don't think is actually Adam Sandler.
No,
it's not.
The best part of the
I just
movie.
I mean the movie itself, not necessarily that it's Sandler.
Because yeah, dude, like. Rob Schneider going, I know you ordered 3 pieces of cheesecake. I have cats bite his
this game is bullshit.
Hip hop anonymous.
Keep trying there, guy.
30 packets of ketchup.
Hey, I will get you a sausage, egg, and McMuffin if you shut up right now. Shut up.
Rum? Rumpelstiltskin?
That's a good man.
A good man.
Yeah.
You too.
You know what I like? Yoo-hoo.
I mean, it's That's just right, like drinking right. Yoo-hoo. Yeah, I mean, it's just like Mr. Deeds is kind of the same thing, like with Steve Buscemi, where he's like,
yeah.
"What are you in for?" I bet Ed the mailman. He was putting a cat. He was casting a spell on me. Or maybe thinking about it, he might have just been waving.
Yeah, that's got this good. He's like, "Hey, Deeds, how you doing? Aren't you supposed to be delivering pizzas? I called out sick."
And then that just comes back around to fucking Little Nicky, dude. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I fucking love that movie. Like, it's not Adam Sandler why I love that movie. I love the cast around him, like the two metalheads, you know, and the dog and Ronnie Dangerfield and the tithead guy. It's like, dude, that movie's so
Kevin Nealon.
Good, yeah. Dude.
I'm with you. The cast is, yeah.
The best Happy Madison production to me, though, is still Grandma's Boy.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Shit. I might actually put that above most of those movies. Probably not to the point with Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore for me, but that's a strong third. Absolutely.
Dude, that movie's so fucking hilarious. I love
that. Great.
It's better than Strange Wilderness, which was also really funny.
Bro, someone's calling for you. I think it's the devil.
Yeah, it's a fucking monkey guy.
Man, I saw a fucking tiger, bro. I don't know.
I forgot that. I think it's a fucking monkey.
The best part of that fucking movie, dude, those dumbasses.
Oh, man. That would be a guy that I would love to interview, actually.
That's like my favorite Nick Schwartz like performance when he's like, when she's like, "Oh, I once gave Charlie Chaplin a hand job," and he was like, "Oh, I should have wore a condom."
Did he talk?
Was he silent?
Yeah, and then a young Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Are you wearing a thong?
The old ladies were fucking amazing in that movie. Like when they all got high and she's like, "Do you want an ice cream sandwich on whole wheat?"
Yeah. Wasn't that the mom from Carrie?
No, that was the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond, and the other one was from the Partridge Family.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The other one, was she the mom from Carrie? I think
the third one. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. So. All I know is play the feud, fucking Richard Dawson. That's all I can think of.
You sleep on a race car bed? Yeah, it's a fucking sweet race car bed. My parents said maybe I can get a CV to talk to other race car beds.
Oh, man. I don't know how we got here, but I like it.
Sorry, man. You got to go. You jerked off on my mom.
Oh, God, dude.
Throw the fucking penguins back.
Dude, that movie's fucking hilarious, dude. You gotta love it.
I think that's gonna be something that I watch this week. Oh, excuse me, what'd you say? this guy really likes The Matrix.
Oh, God.
And that's what, like a 2000-2001 movie?
No, I think that was like 2005 or 6.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think a few of the Matrixes were out, or all of them were out.
So. Well, 99 was the Matrix, 98, and then 99 was the Matrix released in theaters and all that. And then you've got the other two, which I think was like 2 to 3 years afterwards. So you're probably right.
Yeah, I think it was like 2006.
Yeah, as early as 2003.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Early 2000s. Before Jonah Hill had his bit part in like a whole bunch of movies, before he did Superbad and
he's like
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
But I want to buy these boots now. He's like, "Well, you got to go online and then you can bid on them. But I have them in my hand and I'd like to buy them."
What, wasn't that a 40-year-old virgin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, "These moon boots, I like them." That dates that fucking movie. Remember eBay stores, dude? Like they were popping up all over, man.
Yeah, like an eBay store now.
All of them are out of business, dude, because they fucking have too much overhead.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to do that.
That's what Matt does. He goes to flea markets and people are like, "How much?" And he's like, "You got to go on eBay and bid them."
Yeah. You can only look at it.
Why did you show up?
You can only look at it here. You got to go on eBay and buy it.
any eBay stories this week?
Ooh, eBay stories. No, nothing really. It's been smooth sailing.
Good.
My only story was I went to Goodwill today and they gave me the senior discount.
Nice. So, okay, I went to Sabres, dude, at half off Mondays. But it's not fucking half off Mondays here. It's only half off. It's only half off certain color tags. So I fucking fill my cart and I get up there. Oh, it's half off Mondays, right? She's like, only on green tags. And I'm like, well, put all this shit back. I'm only buying these two things. I felt like a dickhead, but what the fuck ever, dude? And I'm like, that sucks.
I did that once, dude. I was at a Goodwill once and I thought it was blue tag day and I fucking loaded up full of blue tags, got to the front, she was ringing it up. I'm like, isn't that supposed to be half off? She's like, no, it's red tags today. I was like, I don't want any of it. Sorry.
Fuck. Put it back. Put it back.
You're like, yeah, put it back. I hate you. I mean, I'm sorry.
No, I found a surfboard at Sabres, but I couldn't find anything on it when I looked it up. But it was only $15, and I'm like, man, should I roll a dice on this? But it was fucking huge, dude.
Yeah, that's a big thing to have to store, too.
I was like, I'm going to fucking leave it.
So you'd be reenacting that scene from Big Daddy where he's walking down the streets of New York holding a surfboard?
Pretty much. But, you know, I had to leave it, man.
You and I are very different. I was thinking Point Break.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to skydive, you bitch. Fucking jumping out of the plane.
Come back!
No, dude. He's going to paint his whole body silver and then paint the surfboard silver so he can be the silver surfer.
That's my, yeah, I'm working on my cosplay for the fucking Comic-Con.
I don't hate this idea. So here's the question, guys. Do you go with just like a full bodysuit, or are you going to like just paint your whole body and get like the silver briefs?
Fuck it, dude.
How are you going to do that?
I'm doing
body paint.
Fat fucking silver surfer, full body paint with this like, kind of just like some shorts on, like silver shorts, but then I'm gonna shit myself, dude.
Okay, and then paint the shit.
Yeah, yeah, shit it.
Okay,
and then just leave it so that way where you didn't paint around your underwear is just naked.
Oh yeah, dude. Then I'm gonna throw away those silver underwear and put on this white underwear, and then it's gonna be all silver and then white, dude.
Oh, that like Brightburn did.
That guy must have shit himself. What's up? Yeah, that silver surfer here. What's up?
You're like, I'm Silver Surfer who has a dad bod and wears a silver New Balance. And instead of a surfboard, I have a lawnmower.
All I know, dude, is if you shit yourself, I'll be like, look, it's Brown Burn, bro.
Are you the devil?
it's Brown Surfer, bro.
Brown Surfer.
I think you shit yourself, bro.
Really? And then there's the other guy, you know, Alan.
That's just the devil coming out,
Alan,
bro.
Corbett, is it? Yeah, he was Happy Gilmore, the caddy with, like, the beard that was the homeless guy. And then he's, like, the limo driver. They were cones! and everyone I talk to, they're like, yeah, that guy's my favorite part of Wedding Singer. I'm like, yep, me too.
You should see if we can interview that guy, because I'm sure he's not doing much.
He's the head producer. He's the associate producer for Happy Madison Studios.
Oh, well.
Yeah. No, I mean, Alan Corbett would be awesome to get. But,
yeah. You
know. Yeah. I would just want to talk to him about Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, probably. That's so tough. Like, we know you've done a lot of stuff since, you know, you've been in, like, all these movies. You drank something that was turned from Coke to Pepsi. So, you know, what we really want to ask is, was that really Pepsi in there? He's like, yeah, it was really Pepsi. Really? How'd they get it in the Coke can? I don't know. Wow, magic of movies, everyone. How'd you get the Coke in the Pepsi can?
I'm going to figure out a way and give that to you.
What? Pepsi in a Coke can?
Pepsi in a Coke can, yeah.
I'll know. One day I will totally know. I'll be like, what is this shit?
I'm gonna put Mellow Yellow in a Mountain Dew can.
He's gonna say, he's like, wouldn't, man, you open it, it's like, fuck, this is flat, dude. And you look in the bottom, it's like a hole drilled like a cork. You know, it's like
I pick it up and it's on a string and there's a tube coming through or something like that. Like I'm drinking a Cyborg soda. I'm like, what is this shit?
Well, I think this is old because I found a tooth in it.
No, it must be fresh because that tooth would have dissolved. So,
yes.
Terrible. That's awful. Like, all of these things are horrible. So, yeah.
And I guess for eBay stories, too, we can talk about me and Justin hit up the largest garage sale in the Chicago area.
Yeah, man. That was a lot of fun.
The 100 and something homes, but it was like 60. So it wasn't bad.
So Justin, you bought some fun stuff. Tell them about what you got.
A lot of carnies.
Yes. I got a 1988 pull string Mickey that still works in box. Oh,
damn.
Sweet condition.
$5. And then a bunch of video games. I got a creepy clown for Matt that plays music and that fucking thing.
Yeah, fuck you, dude.
It sits in my house and it just plays by itself sometimes.
It's gonna go like right here.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Right, I don't ever want to see that shit again.
Because the bass winds up and it like spins and plays music.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I fucking hate it. Like, I don't know if a hard bump like plays it, but it starts playing sometimes by itself.
Yeah. Well, it probably just like if it's like a key in there, you probably just need to turn it the opposite way without breaking it just to get all the spin out of it. You know, because if it's cloth and stuff, it probably just every time you bump it, it's probably like ding 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 ding
ding ding. Yeah, base of it's plastic, but I don't know.
That's weird, dude.
It's weird, and I don't like it. And I'm not even joking. I don't fucking like it. You know,
I got it for $1.
Yeah. Nice. I knew when we saw it, he had to get it. I knew that, but yeah.
Actually, it came as a part of a deal because I wanted her tool chest thing. So I was like, "Oh, we throw the creepy clown in." She's like, "Yeah."
No, nice.
That was cool though. It's like a stand-up display or something like that for like parts of like a. I don't know, maybe like cars or chainsaws or something.
I took it to a flea market with me and some guy said it was for automotive headlights.
Oh, okay.
Like light bulbs. Yeah.
It's nice. Cool. It's like this this metal piece that's made into what kind of looks like a cabinet with like these little plastic shelves. It's in good shape too. $20,
fuck
right?
It. Fuck it, dude.
$15 with the clown and those Goosebump books thrown in.
Oh, yeah. You got
Goosebumps. Some Goosebumps.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, I got like 5 Goosebumps.
We hit up like 3 or 4 garage sales on Saturday and I found, what's the best thing? I was on a stuffed animal kick, man. I found these old Where the Wild Things Are, like hand puppets.
Oh, seriously? Yeah.
A buck each. And
I got to see those.
I just listed them for $40 for the pair.
Cool.
And then I found this new with tags, I can't remember the name brand of it, but it's like Puppet Masters or so. It's not that, but it's like Masterpiece Puppets, but it's a Mickey Mouse with 90 years of Mickey Mouse, new with tags. I think I paid $2 for him. I have them listed for 50, you know, a few other things. And I found some Jeep fenders. This dude sees my Jeep when I pull up and he has an XJ out for the head. He's like, "Oh, you like Jeeps?" He's like, "You want some fenders?" I'm like, "How much?" And he's like, $40. And I'm like, "Let's see them." And he pulls them out. It's this fucking big box of plastic fenders. I think they retail for like $280. He sold them to me for $40. So fuck it. I'm gonna list them shits. I don't need them on mine because they look too beefy. They're like the big plastic ones with the, I think I cut too high, but I don't like them. But I'm like, I'll fucking sell them, dude. Because he didn't use them and it's still in the plastic. So that, and yeah, I mean, the garage sales aren't what they are, you know, here like they are in Chicago, because it's too hot, man. It's like people don't, you know, they end early. So we were out kind of late and it was just like the leave-ins. So
toaster leave-ins.
I mean, the highlight of my day was Justin's backpack that he picked up and wore around.
I was getting to that, right? So I did my inner Matt and I said, "Hey lady, I want to make a deal here for this. This is something really special." So I said, "Would you take $2 for this?" And she said, "Yes." Then I walked away and I put on my back the Fievel Moskowitz backpack. So from American Tale, Fievel. So, and as I'm walking to the next place, the guy whose house it was, he goes, "Oh my God, someone finally fucking bought that. I can't believe you're wearing it." I'm like, "Yeah." The guy gives me a high five and shakes my hand and shit. And I'm standing there, grown man with a fucking Fievel backpack on and all that. I was so happy to get this fucking thing. It's in good shape, too.
Jesus, dude. That's funny.
Oh, dude. And my second favorite thing is we walk up to one house and there's a Ninja Turtles mat. And I just jokingly say, "Justin needs that." And then next thing I know, he's got a pile of Ninja Turtle shit. He's
it wasn't even fair. It was like a bathroom rug, a twin sheet set, and a towel.
Like a bath towel, yeah.
And I was just like, "Thank you very much."
Is it a vintage twin sheet set? The one from 89, the Mirage.
It is not. It's not from 89. It's the one from. I'm probably actually going to use those for the twin bed that we have for the kids.
Is that for? Is it for your jerk off bed in another room?
I told you about that in confidentiality, but that's fine. So
this is a bunch of Ninja Turtle stuff, and
we talked about this, Matt.
That's the bed I jerk off on.
Yeah, I mean
that's his bed.
I didn't want everyone to know, but yeah, it's. I mean, it's kind of more of a high chair. It's more of a high chair than a bed, but that's okay.
Yeah, but if they were the sheets from 89, those are worth some coin, dude.
Yeah, they're hard to find in good shape. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. Like, you can still find them, but people have been using them to, like, cover furniture and shit like that for years, so they're kind of, like, messed up.
I sold the comforter for, I think, $65, a twin comforter.
And I wish they would redo those and make them in, like, queen size.
But dude, the eyes and the turtles are so wonky. They're like,
yeah, they're weird. Yeah,
everyone's like going up. It's like, dude, who the fuck drew that, dude? Some fucking like intern from Mirage? Like, yeah, fucking cheats. Have the interns do it?
I think they modeled them off of the giant sized turtles. To be honest with you,
yeah, they look like it. They
look because they're all like,
I know, like, fucking like, what the hell?
You're like, you look like you want to say something, Raphael. What do you want to say? It's just like standing there, stupid look in his face.
I want to get some and make some like custom shorts or something out of them.
Yeah, I had a buddy that made bell bottoms out of them back in high school.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Yeah, he had that, and he had He-Man sheets, like the Master of the Universe sheets, and he did that. So, but like I said, they're not in great shape anyway. So I remember back then it was like 98, and they weren't in great shape. It was like 10-year-old at that point.
You could probably see his balls through them, like the front, you know.
Well, no, he made the bell bottoms. Like, he took jeans and that's where he put them.
Oh, I get it. I thought
he didn't make like actual pants. Like,
I want to make actual shorts. You know, like the pattern of it.
Matt wants to make a 3-piece suit.
Yeah, you know.
Suit. Yeah, exactly. Well, but why wouldn't you?
But instead of like pants, it's a short suit. You know, like a short pants suit.
Are you talking about a jumper where you just have to like actually climb into it and just zip up?
I could. I mean,
yeah.
Short, like short overalls.
Yeah, short overalls, like AC/DC style, like a little.
Oh tie, yeah, yeah.
You know, like a little suit, you know, a little
Angus Young, suit. And
But it's Ninja,
I'm with it.
But Ninja Turtles, you know.
You're all like
a Ninja Turtles cowboy hat.
A Ninja Turtles cowboy hat, yeah.
And some Ninja Turtle cowboy boots.
Oh god.
And Ninja Turtle pie.
And that could be their garage sale uniform.
Ninja Turtle pie.
What?
Well, this is the candle, the scented candle.
Oh, just fuck like that, dude.
I'm trying to become the Levi's guy, and I was really upset that some guy sold his Levi's Air Jordans that I wanted to buy. I was really upset about that.
Oh yeah. Well, we got there too, and it's like one of the cool things. Justin's like, "Oh my god, how much for those leather jackets?" And this guy's like, "I just bought them. I'll sell them to you for $200." And he's like, "Yeah, I just sold these two jackets for $100." And Justin's like, "Oh fuck!" that guy ran away with the biggest smile on his face.
Let's see. I found some vintage Levi's today. I found some Levi's 560 40x32s with an old ass tag, and they're not even printed on the inside, so they're a little bit older. I looked them up, and they're going for like $40 a pair. So
yeah, 560 is a boot cut. Yeah. And I would probably, since there's no print in the inside, I'd probably place it probably
90s. Yeah, the early 90s for sure. And because you can tell on the brown tag is like different print. It just looks a little bit older.
Yeah. Did it have a button fly?
No button fly. That's 501.
No, those are the 501s.
Okay.
Yeah, you fucking guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, 506, 501, 50, fuck
don't,
you.
Don't fuck it. Don't fuck it. Try to get me. I'm the Levi's guy, bro.
I don't like this conversation. Let's go back to talking about mirrors.
I had six pairs of fucking Levi's in my cart at Savers. None of them are half off. And I'm like, fucking take them back, dude.
I bought probably 30 pairs at Savers on Monday. And the girl's like, did you resell these?
No. Yep. Nope. No comment.
You're like, what are you going to fucking do about it?
I think because she was talking to me about it, she forgot to ring up the two pairs of shoes that I also bought because she just kind of handed them to me. And I was like, I don't think you rang those up, but I'm not going to say nothing.
Nice. Oh, shit, dude. I forgot. I found a pair of not Air Jordans, but Nikes. Those Nike West. What are they called? North? The yellow and black ones.
Those ones are just Air Maxes, aren't they?
Air Maxes. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but like dude, fucking, I think $29 I think I paid for them, and they sell for like 70 like used. It's a good size. It's a size 12. Yeah,
I took those off a kid at a cemetery once.
Yeah, I fucking punched a kid and stole him.
He was trying to light a fucking candle to bring these witches back, and I stole his fucking shoes.
I pulled his underwear up his butt, took his shoes, and I left.
I called him Hollywood, you know. Well, you guys don't like Hocus Pocus? Come on.
Come on, nice. Guy.
It's Halloween season, isn't it? I stole his fucking Nike Air Max.
I'm gonna come down to Texas. I'm gonna take your Air Max. I'm gonna tie the shoelaces together and throw them over the telephone pole.
Yeah, that's what you do, right? Like that movie Big
that's
Fish.
What you fucking do around here?
When you go to Spectre, Alabama, you throw your shoes over and you walk on the grass.
I'm gonna shout, "I'm the fucking mayor of Duncan, bro."
I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor of Austin, bro. What up?
I'm the mayor of Steve Buscemi over here. I forgot Steve Buscemi was in Big Fish. So.
I'm the king of the homeless over here.
Well, let's do an official Week in Geek then.
So, I blew my load, dude. I don't got anything else. So
did you watch anything?
Did we watch anything?
Matt's like when Shannon went to bed, I watched some porn.
Did we watch anything new? I watched The Conjuring 3 again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just as good the third time or second?
I mean, dude, like, it's all right. I think they shit the bed with this one, dude. It was different director. You know, the Warrens aren't, like, you know, consulting on it anymore. So I think they just don't have that right direction. So whatever.
Hey, I'm not surprised because I think that everything that we've seen on HBO Max is rushed and mediocre.
Yeah.
You know, I like Snyder Cut, but that's not something that's in the same category because it's a remade movie. You know?
Yeah. It's a movie that
everything else is so rushed.
I watched
I don't know if they're rushed is just not well directed and acted.
Wonder Woman was rushed. And that's a movie that it was like they rushed it and it took extra time to come out because of COVID. They could have fixed that shit.
Yeah.
So
Wonder Woman was just garbage.
I watched that zombie one again.
Army of the Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was all right.
There's a lot more questions the second time you watch it.
I don't think that movie is supposed to make a lot of sense.
No, it looks nice. It's eye candy. Yeah.
But like I said, I think it sucks when they're like, oh, zombies get brought back to life with water. Are you going to do anything with that? No,
I kind of wanted to see. I wanted to see that. At least
like,
just for like,
great. Like they're trying to like leave and like maybe like a thunderstorm like rolls around or something.
Or one of them just dumps some water. One of them just takes a canteen and just like slashes it at him. Ah, oh fuck, dude! That would have been cool. Yeah, to see, like a bit of that, dude. But
or like a zombie attack.
Like, they evolved. Down, like, what happened? This one's having a baby.
Like a bottle of water breaks. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like fucking zombie like robots. Like what the fuck's up with that?
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing's up with it. Just forget about it. You didn't see nothing. Keep moving.
And the ones that were hibernating, that was kind of like, what's up for that, dude?
And then when that chick's like getting eaten and they all just stand there, like when she busts through that window when they're all hibernating and she's fucking just picking them off by herself and like they're all tight, but they all just stand there. Like, we could have helped her, but
fuck it. Blow her up with blow her up. Shoot
the gas. Just kill her. We could have helped her, but nah.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. It's a movie that begs probably just as many questions as it answers. So
I mean, if you just like dumbly watch it and kind of half pay attention to it, it's eye candy, dude. It's fun to look at. Cool.
I'm going to tell you a movie that I liked more than that one. The Scouts Zombie Apocalypse. The Scouts Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Yeah.
You remember that one? I like that one more.
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, that's a cool one. You should check that out.
It's all right. I watched it.
I liked it better than Army of the Dead, is all I'm saying.
I get that.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's a decent watch. So, you know. Well, that's cool. Justin, what about you? Did you get to watch anything?
I watched the movies that we talked about. Still trying to finish Curb Your Enthusiasm. Just watched that all the way through.
Yep.
Almost done with it because it's just such a great show. Pretty, pretty good.
That's fun. Yeah. And I mean, we talked about that a little bit when I saw you on the at the garage part sale.
Is like, yeah, I just relate so much to like Larry David's character now that I'm getting older. I'm like, okay, I get it.
We got into the one where he's like sleeping at the neighbor's house and the kids wake him up and he's like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And he's like, get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah, he's sleeping with some girl and then her boyfriend shows up. So he runs away and ends up staying at his friend's house and his daughter starts singing in the morning. And he's like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I can relate to that, dude.
Yeah, I was just thinking I probably could too, but it's a story for another podcast.
Like when he tells a story and like it just gets totally like blown out of proportion.
It's so funny because you can definitely see how he was George, you know, on Seinfeld. Oh, yeah. You're like, yeah.
He's in a little bit of each of those characters though, really.
Oh yeah.
He's a little bit of Jerry, he's a little bit of Kramer, he's a little bit of
I think he's more Kramer and George, because Seinfeld wrote that part for himself.
Right? No, I know, but still, you know, some of those stories. I mean, Seinfeld's good, dude, but Curb Your
Enthusiasm. So you're not a stickler for a tickler.
Oh, Curb Your Enthusiasm is way better than Seinfeld.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. It's funny. It's way more over the top, and it's like, fuck yeah, dude. It's like the Rick and Morty of like, you know.
Oh,
like,
that's probably fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when he adopts the black family, and he's like, your last name is Black. That's kind of funny. They're like, what do you mean? That's like my last name being Jew.
Oh god, dude, that's fucking funny.
I'll tell you what I've been doing. I watched the movie Dune. Have you guys ever seen that one?
The old one?
The old one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched the old one, yeah.
So I'm doing some podcast research. I'm doing a special episode all about Dune and how there's a new movie coming out this November, and it's all a big remake of Dune. So I watched the David Lynch film. I watched the god-awful sci-fi presents Dune, Children of Dune. Not great. I watched somebody play the video game, like the computer game of Dune 2000. That was so fucking boring. It's just crazy. But I'll tell you, like going back to the David Lynch film, there's some really cool stuff about that. So Brad Dourif was in that, and he is like a character actor. He's done like a whole bunch of stuff, but he did the original voice of Chucky.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of fun, and he's in Lord of the Rings, and you know he kind of plays the same character in Dune as he does in Lord of the Rings. That's pretty fun. But like Max von Sydow is in it. Kyle MacLachlan, if you guys are ever into Twin Peaks. He was the main character, Dale Cooper in Twin Peaks. So, and it's Sean Young is in it. So, you know, Ace Ventura, she was Ray Finkel.
Nice.
Yep.
Laces out. Yeah, it's fun. And
Finkel
and,
is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Oh,
I kissed the man.
I got to admit, you know, the fact that they're remaking that, I'm in. You know, it's like, I don't care.
But they're remaking
as long as he
Dune
can
or...
hit the lines. Well, Dune, but Ace Ventura. Like,
with who?
They're remaking Ventura?
Yeah, you didn't heard this? They've got another script out there. They're trying to do a remake, Ace Ventura 3.
With who?
Oh, with, okay,
Jim Carrey.
It's a continuation. Okay.
So they're not remaking it, though. It's going to be like a sequel or a prequel?
You know what? I'm not really sure. I mean, I imagine it couldn't be a prequel, but as far as I know,
he's
going to...
He's getting up there in age.
I don't know, man.
He did awesome in Sonic, man.
What made Ace Ventura so good? You couldn't do some of those jokes today, like some of those gay jokes. You know, you would get fucking burned in a second, dude, with the cancel culture and shit.
So, he's gonna come up with better shit. It's fine. I mean, I'm still dying from the second one where he comes out of the ass of the fucking rhino's ass. And he's like, you gotta be shitting me.
Sequenciocha.
They need to make a Freddy Got Finger too, man. That's what I want to see.
I don't think anybody's working with that guy at all right now.
I fucking love Tom Green, and I love that
Tom
movie.
Green, well, I like Tom Green. Do it. You know what Tom Green does now, right? He hosts a podcast from his man out in the desert.
Yeah, so he's like one of them.
I'm here with my friend Phil, and I'm here with my other friend.
No, he does what Steve-O does. Same thing. He just does a podcast out of his like band. Yeah,
I just saw Steve-O at the UFC fight and all that. He's like, "Yeah, I'm here for my boy. Man. I'm like, dude, your teeth just fucking bother me. Like, dude, I see your fucking face.
Anytime I hear Steve-O talk, I'm like, my throat hurts.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
my throat hurts for him.
I'm like, why are you shouting?
Because he always just sounds like he's like really straining.
Yeah, exactly. I thought he was at the UFC fight. I thought he was at the Jake Paul versus or Logan Paul versus Mayweather
fight. That atrocity of a fight.
Oh, did you guys watch that?
Nah, I read about it.
I didn't watch it, but I watched the highlights of it.
8 fucking rounds. Exhibition? Yeah, I watched the highlights too.
Seriously, going into that, like, what the fuck else did you expect? Mayweather just to fuck him up in like 10 seconds? No one would have been happy about that either.
They're not in the same fucking weight class. Like, it's like you had skill and all that, but it's like, he's like, turns out this guy's a better fighter than I gave him credit for. Okay, Mayweather, but he's got like a huge reach advantage on you and all that. It's like, yeah, you're so much better than he is, but if you get hit, of course it's going to fucking hurt.
What do you think people would have been like, oh, that was the greatest fight ever, if he would have just came out and just...
No, it wouldn't have been greatest, but dude, everybody wanted Jake Paul to get his ass beat because he just fucking talks so much shit to everybody.
Well, that's his brother. That guy sucks.
You think
Logan Paul, whatever.
You think it was staged? You think it was like a fucking fix?
Oh, no, because they hugged the whole fucking fight.
Yeah.
I think that's honestly just how it was going to play out, because Mayweather had nothing to prove, and Paul had everything to prove, and Mayweather wasn't going to give him anything, you know? So anytime he got hit, it was legitimately hit.
I think it was a fixed fight.
Anytime someone says that, we like to hit our organized crime dump and say, it's good that they...
Yeah, it's good that they fixed that fight.
You know, Don King was there.
In spirit, right? Because isn't he dead?
Yeah. He washed his fucking hands before he touched his dick.
Yeah.
That's right. And
I like that you brought that back.
His hair is all
natural. Like this.
Yeah, look at that. You got the Don King hair going. Yep.
Can't do it.
No, it's not standing on end, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's that's pretty good. So, you know.
That's pretty good deeds.
Hold on, guys. I just wrote a card. I wrote a greeting card.
That's good deeds.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Happy Madison is good. Oobity doo.
Jake Paul lost. Fuck you.
That's my roses secret. Red, Mr. D's part two. Blue.
I like to eat your ass. You should eat mine too.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Batman doesn't go down. Oh, boo hoo. That's this week.
Yeah, Batman can't do oral anymore. What the fuck? That's why he designed his mask like that, so his tongue could be out.
You want to tell me that Catwoman is going to allow that? She's got a fucking whip, dude.
Come on. Look.
Her safe word is keep going.
No, the Batman skits on YouTube. Shit, I can't remember the guy's name.
Bat Dad? Is that Dave Holmes?
Pete Holmes.
Pete Holmes, yeah.
Yeah, Pete John Holmes does the one. Pete Holmes, he's doing the one with the sexual stuff, and he's like, A is for Alfred. B is for Bat.
No.
And then she's like, I plunged the steel. He's like, I penetrated you first.
I love it. That's something right there. Yeah. I mean, I don't see the need to feed into all this stuff. Like the internet's going crazy with it and all that. And I'm like, you know, it's funny and all that, but it's like realistically, it's silly, you know?
Internet's dumb, dude.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, Batman doesn't go down.
Did you see Rihanna's new workout pants that she made?
Yes, yes, I did.
It's basically a V down the ass crack. There's ass cleavage. But yeah, so I'm like, any girl who works out knows they do a squat, their asshole is going to be right there.
Nice, dude. Probably like easy for pooping.
Justin, don't tell her that. Don't tell her. You're going to spoil it for everyone. You're going to be like, excuse me. And we're going to punch you. They'd be like, you fool!
Excuse me, ma'am, your asshole showing.
Like, you idiot! That's okay.
I'll just be like, ma'am, you didn't wipe, and I can clearly see.
With those pants. Skin marks.
I see, I've got so much more tact. I would never say that to Rihanna.
I would be like, with all due respect, I love Battleship.
Yes.
But I see her.
Yeah.
I'd be too afraid I would get stabbed if I said anything like that.
Miss, I'm sorry. There is no O's on the board.
You suck my fuck at Battleship.
Matt would just walk up and go, I like Chris Brown.
Wow.
Hey, wow. What's the deal with you and Chris Brown? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I heard you had it coming. Okay. What? That's not cool.
So, when you guys still fought, was it like Mayweather and Logan?
Oh, that's awful.
Jesus,
all
dude.
These things are awful. Be like, so you make sucky sandwiches, huh?
That's good. And we're canceled. And we're canceled.
Yeah. We just joke. I honestly like Rihanna, so I don't. I'm not in the Chris Brown fan. I would honestly want to do a fight like Jake Paul and beat up on Chris Brown.
But like, we can't get canceled because no one listens.
Right? Chris Brown listens.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
He knows what he did.
He knows what he did.
I hope he does. Fuck that guy. I don't care about his feelings.
You heard it here first. Justin is challenging Chris Brown to a boxing match.
You know what? In all honesty, if I could box anybody, I'd box him, and then I'd box Chris O'Donnell. Let's fuck that guy in CIS LA.
You're gonna box LL Cool J so he can sing Mama.
What? What are you trying to do? Kill me? LL Cool J would destroy me.
He's got it. He's like 60 now, right?
It doesn't matter. You've seen his arms?
He is fucking jacked.
Dude, I'm sorry. I want no piece of that.
He's like that.
Knock me out.
No, dude. His muscles are just like fake muscles. The glamour muscles.
Yeah.
I don't think his arms.
Yeah.
I think his are real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he actually has like all these like workout things and stuff like that. So it's like, I think he has his own like whey protein.
No.
It's called LL Cool Whey.
I'm pretty sure LL Cool J's muscles are like legit muscles.
You set that one up, Matt.
I'm out. See you guys.
He's not having any of it. Yeah. It's called Deep Blue Sea Vitamins.
Deep Blue Cease and Desist Vitamins?
Yeah, Cease and Desist. I like that. That's better. Deep Blue Cease and Desist.
So Matt, who are you boxing?
Oh, who would I box?
Chris O'Donnell. Say Chris O'Donnell. Mm. Don't say your wife.
Don't say your wife. Don't say your son. I don't think I want to box anybody. Dude. I'm good.
Who wants to box Chris Kattan?
We both dress up as a mango guy.
Yes. With a little spit curl on the side.
And then you're doing this like the whole time. You're
like, what is love?
Then I just fucking headbutt him, dude, and I win.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, Justin, who are you boxing? And Macy Gray is not an option.
Damn, you really read my mind. I was gonna be like, I'm not for hitting women, but
I know. Don't say Chris Brown. Don't say Chris Brown. Chris White.
Yeah, you can't say Brown, dude. Don't say Black.
Chris, Jack White.
who would I box?
Jack Black.
Who would I box?
Don't say Jack Black.
Don't say Jack Black. No.
He would scratch.
I don't know who I would fight. I honestly don't.
Abe Vigoda.
the ghost of Wilford Brimley. Could I box him?
Oh, dude, you're asking for it. He fought the thing. He fought the Ewoks. You're asking for trouble. He's a pianist.
Full-on pianist.
Oh, I want to I'll box the guy whose idea was it to remake Pet Sematary.
Yeah, and you get to pick where you fight.
Oh, and can I also box the writer of Alita?
Yes, you can.
Now I want to box that guy who like
James Cameron.
He commented on the your guys' Alita video, but you can't sexualize her. I want to box that dude.
I wanna sexualize her and then box him.
Yeah.
We literally didn't sexualize anybody.
Look, dude.
No, we talked about how and then that movie him. Was.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, I was just thinking about it. I'm like, negative comments on something that was actually pretty tame for us.
Like, I don't think we actually said anything sexual about her. I think we literally just said the movie was shit.
I might have said something like in the background, like, oh, she's hot or something. Or I zoomed into her tits or something.
I say some bad stuff usually. Like, and I was just thinking about it. Like, the other day I was saying how, some messed up shit. Just thinking, and I'm like, to get in trouble for something that was really that tame, I'm like, really?
Well, we're going to let you jello wrestle Brie Larson over Captain Marvel.
Okay. I mean, I'm literally just going to stand there and tell her how bad she was at it. So, you know, I'm okay with that. She's not. She has a thing against 40-year-old white men. So she Jesus. Said so.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Damn it. You're demographic.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm never going to forgive you for what you did to Scott Pilgrim.
It's like,
it's a movie.
I want to say to her, hey, do you know who fucking watches Marvel shit, dude? 40-year-old dudes. So what are you doing alienating?
Oh, do you remember on Family Guy when he meets Lindsay Lohan? And he's like, hey, I find you attractive. What do we do about that? He says, what do we do about that? Huh?
Hey.
He's like standing there. He's naked. He's like, well, what about that? I imagine that's how it's going to go. Yeah. Hey, Brie Larson, what are we going to do about that?
Yeah. God, dude.
Oh, that's great. Not really, but still. Oh, he's got the knife out. I guess that means it's time.
That's what we're going to do about that there, guy.
That means it's time to cut there, guy.
Yeah.
why don't you guys tell people where to find us? Because I'm stupid.
Find us on geeklifehq.com, Geek Life Instagram, Geek Life Twitter, Geek Life Facebook.
At Geek Life HQ.
Geek Like the Flamethrower. Kids love that one.
And leave us a voicemail message on Anchor FM, and we will put it on this podcast.
Yeah, and tell us about merchandise, because the kids love merchandise.
Tell us about how you sexualize Alita.
But in sticker form.
Tell us about how you bought Elf in Pog form.
Yeah, the first garage sale we hit this weekend, Justin goes, I'm here for your Pogs.
Yeah, I did say that. Yeah. Nice. Hope they got a big fat slammer.
The OJ Simpson slammer where he's in the Bronco?
I've seen that one, man.
That's like
worth, they didn't have any.
That's like worth like $2.
All they had was like children's books and baby clothes. That was the majority of stuff that we found there.
You know what? Like, that's about the majority of garage sales.
Some left-handed golf clubs, a sugar cookie, and some Cambodian breast milk.
Yeah, that's what they had. Yeah. No breast pumps, though. So you would have cornered the market. All right, on that note, I'm going to leave everybody. Have a great time, and we'll catch you next week.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds Coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.